All right, I want to talk about the film Hustle, starring Adam Sandler. It also stars Queen Latifah as Adam Sandler's wife. I'm going to mess up his name, but Juancho Hernangómez as Bo Cruz, the star of the film, the young athlete star of the film. It stars Kenny Smith as himself, Robert Duvall, and a few other A-listers, I think. This is a film about an agent, basketball scout, who goes around the world looking for basketball talent. That part is played by Adam Sandler, part of Stanley Sugarman. He ends up in all these different places, all these different countries looking for talent. And finally, he ends up and lands in Spain and meets with Bo Cruz, played by Juancho Hernangómez. He just thinks that this is the guy. He's like, we got to get this guy over and let him try out for the NBA. I got to get him in shape. This is what the film is about. It's sort of, you are pulling for this guy to get in shape and to make it into the NBA. He had the height, he had the athletics. He just needed to get in shape, maybe do some practice. And it was a little way like the first Rocky, how Rocky had to get into shape and climb the stairs and everything and get into shape, get his first title match. The story felt real. It puts you behind the scenes that you don't normally see about the recruiting process and the behind the scenes of what it takes to actually, the physical and athleticism and the work that gets put into for these players have to get into even a tryout for a team. In the film, Bo is matched against against another up-and-coming player, and they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. They both want to get in, but they're playing against each other, both trying to show each other out. Like it might have been maybe first year when it was Magic versus Larry Bird or something like that. But those guys were already both into the NBA, so it's not an exact comparison. Anyhow, this film, you're wondering the whole time, is he going to make it or isn't he? Adam Sandler's character who was really pulling for him enough to, when the 76ers said they didn't want him, he was actually pulling into his own pocketbook and paying him and keeping him out in the United States and paying him to train and everything. And anyhow, this film is a made-for-Netflix movie. It's one of those kind of a feel-good movie. I think it's family-friendly. I enjoyed it, and I definitely would give it 3 stars, and I recommend it.